Unit 1, Recording 1. 1.
I think the idea of globalization is a great thing. I like the sense that the world is a smaller place and that things are accessible. And I guess what I think really stands out for me is the sort of sharing of ideas, really. You know, maybe we can inspire each other, learn from each other, create a sort of sense of tolerance for each other.
2.
Well, globalisation's become a bit of a swear word for a lot of people. There are good aspects to it, I suppose, but one of the things that gets on my nerves is you go to any town in England and the high streets are all, or almost all, identical. It's the same shops, the same franchises, and there seems to be so little individuality. There's no room for individuality, and I think that's a great shame because we're missing out on the qualities you would get from local areas that specialise in whatever. But there's no chance for that to flourish because of the big chains that are global, and it's a bit too bland for me.
3.
Living in London, you just see globalisation all the time, and I think this city is a fantastic example of the positive side of globalisation, really, because people are so tolerant on the whole. If you go into particularly the city of London, say, you've got people from all different countries who come to work here in the financial sector. Then you go into the cafe next door and there's all different accents. And it's so usual now that people don't really comment on it or notice it. And it's only when you leave London and go to perhaps somewhere more rural that you realise that it's not the same everywhere else. And although that brings some tension sometimes, I think on the whole it's just a brilliant, brilliant thing.
4.
Do you know what I really love is being able to see a movie that I really want to see. And if I'm not in my own country, even if I'm abroad, I can still see it. But the only problem is that when everybody's got the same movies available and you go to America or you go to Australia and you can see the same movies roughly the same time, the only problem is that the local stuff, the independent movie, the small kind of cooler movies don't seem to figure as much. It's just globalization, I suppose, tends to favour the movie makers with more money. And so, you know, some of that low budget stuff is really exciting and really interesting, and that doesn't surface quite as much. But, you know, the plus is that if you're abroad and you think, oh, I really want to see that movie, you can.
5.
Well, I think globalization is a good thing, actually. A few years ago, my friend and I went on a graduation trip to Japan for 2 weeks, and we were really excited because we were always really into Japanese culture and food and everything. And when we got there, at first, it was amazing to eat authentic Japanese food all the time. But after a week, I just really wanted something from home and very simple and not with fish in it. So we ended up going to McDonald's, and that kind of became my everyday thing because I just couldn't stand having fish every morning for breakfast. So, yeah, I'm definitely for globalization.
6.
Yeah, I must say, I think in general, it's a really good thing. You know, with my life here, it suits me, the kind of globalization thing. But I must say, recently visited Cuba, and it seems that a place like that that hasn't really been affected by globalization, you know, there's very little internet and there's no American multinational companies and fast foods and things like that, and no advertising. It's just great to be there because you don't feel bombarded by all the kind of global brands that we all have to live with all the time. And as I say, although I actually like globalization in general, while I'm there, I'm just delighted that it hasn't affected the place. So it's a shame, really, there are not a few more countries that haven't kept their identity as much as Cuba has.